What a beautiful day you've made, Lord. You make it this day to follow us. Follow us where we are in you. Follow where I am in the I am. You make it this day to follow us with signs, miracles, and wonders, and manifestation, and demonstration, and goodness, and mercy, following where we are in this glorious garden with you, Father. This amazing future and hope that we have in the glorious name, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm going to share a little bit of a mystery. I was praying over Pastor Chen, and so he was wanting to, I could tell what he was wanting. He said, man, I want to see. And I realized he didn't understand how this works, because he's wanting this spectacular thing. As you get into the Father and all of a sudden all this prophetic, spectacular imagery takes place. It does, but it doesn't start like that. And so as I was thinking about that, I knew when I was praying for him what he was looking for. Fear of the Lord, I asked the Lord, said, help me describe how this works so people won't miss it. Because you're going to get frustrated if you think that you'll come in and all of a sudden this spectacular stuff just starts flowing immediately and it doesn't happen. You'll think, well, something's wrong with you. And God would probably just say, there's something about you I didn't like today, you know. So that was a joke. And so I think he gave me this mystery to explain how this works so you can understand. Everything I'm saying is after you get up to the mountain, up at the top of the mountain. And there's a whole nother realm of the Father's love there, both to you and through you. I'm actually experiencing his love flowing to you all. I'm encountering some of you on a daily basis right now. You just don't know it. I'm encountering you, and I'm having quite the time blessing some of you. I'm encountering you on the other side of the Father. I do know how to explain that. I don't want to say I don't, because it's so real. It's very hard to discern between the two realms. Today I had to literally force myself out of the Father to get to this realm so I could release into this realm. What it was so hard, because I was so pulled in the magnetism of his love and doing all these things he's asking us to do. And everything we're doing, we're actually going to do in the natural, but we're doing him in the Father now. And all of the glory of the Father's there, and all of the interaction that I'm having with some of you in the Spirit on a daily basis is pretty profound. I'm interacting with your future, and I'm weeping a lot because I'm under his love. His love starts showing up a couple of days ago in what we're doing on the other side of the veil. Anyway, I want to get you to that realm and understand how that realm works, because it's not going to start like that. And you have to understand that when you begin the things of God, there is a certain acclimation, a training, and there's a planting, and there's an operation. If you understand how this works, once you start getting in, once you get in, it will start shifting into these living realms where the Father's creative thoughts towards you and your calling and your ministry and the ministration of the rivers of God through you, he'll actually put you in front of people in prayer, and you will live out a scenario in him before you actually do it here. With all the love, with all the fullness, with all the interaction, it's awesome. So I want to show you how this works, the perambulation. In John 15, he says, if there's a kingdom of God, has a big if with it, especially these mysteries. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. Now, understanding what he's speaking of from 14 to 17, he's talking about if you abide in me where I am in the Father. Say, if you abide in me where I am in the Father. Because he's all about getting you into the Father. There's a measure of the Father will love you, hug you, embrace you here. But that realm requires a journey into the mountain. You have to go there by faith. You have to go. And if you miss that element of it, you'll miss the greatest thing this life ever has to offer. It is a journey into the Father's love. But he says, if you abide with me, the whole context is getting you into the room of the Father. Where I am, there shall you be also. I prepared a place for you. I'm coming back to get you. I'm going to bring you back to where I am. And so he's saying, if you abide in me where I am in the Father, and my words abide in you there, then you can ask what you will, and it'll be done for you. That's a mystery right there, because what happens is the Father in this creative realm, he'll send out a word to you, a prophetic revelation, a dream, a vision. Me, he just works mainly by revelation. But however he does that, encounter, a prophecy, he's going to come out and encounter you here. When God does that, it comes, like I said, with all his faith and all this life and all this glory, and it comes where you are. What we do is try to facilitate that here. That wasn't actually designed to be facilitated. That was actually a design to be an open door for you. And that open door was God's open door, said, this is who you are, and he's sending it from his creative realm to where you are. He comes out of his creative realm, his heart. That's why when it first comes, it has that life and that glory and that breakthrough in it. And that, you know what I'm talking about, that pure faith and all that. I mean, the zing, it's got the zing in it. When you're here and you get that, there's going to be a certain time that that anointing will be with it, and then it'll start kind of lifting. Unless you know what to do with it. If you understand that when he sends something like that, it's a seed. There's a whole lot more to that word. There's a whole lot more around it. It's a seed that encompasses a full-blown image or a full-blown tree. Just like an apple, a little seed can produce a whole tree. It's got a program in it. But if that program doesn't get extracted properly, you won't see the rest of it. And sometimes everybody says, you know, put it on a shelf. That's the last thing you need to do, is put your words on the shelf. Because those are the golden things of the kingdom. We don't know it. We don't understand it that way, because we're still trying to get that thing to work here. It's not designed to work yet. That thing was designed to be brought back to the Father. Amen? He says he sends the word of the kingdom out to you. He says he that heareth, receiveth, understandeth, and keepeth. Amen? And so as you have the hear, receive, understand, and keep the word of the kingdom, we're not supposed to keep that to ourselves in the middle of the warfare zone. We're designed to take that word with the Lord. And he said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, there's two words that every one of us should carry. One is the word of union, and the other one is the word of promise. Amen? The word of union will get you to the Father. The word of promise will get the Father to you in the earth. Amen? But both of them have to come up and bring you into where the Father is. As you keep it, we've learned to do that. Here's how that works. When he sends this word, it's a seed. It may have just one image in it. It's really all you need, honestly. Because people say, how do you get all of that flowing, that full panoramic picture? I said, it doesn't start that way. It grows. How does it grow? Well, he sends it to me. I bring it back to him. I make the journey and I get up there in that circle called open heaven, promised land, perambulation, Father's love place. And when we get there, we get loved, we get clothed. Now I'm encountering a whole nother side of the Father's love, his love to you, and the flow and the administration of the kingdom out to you. And I'm encountering it without even having to encounter it. It's the most incredible thing ever. Anna and I are having full services in the morning, our full interaction with people in our prayer time, and they're not there, but we're there, and we're with them in a future position. And each one of those encounters where we all weep together because of what's on the table, because we put something on the table and we all weep, and bam, boom, and everyone's weeping, and the glory of God's all around it, and then we go from one person to another, to another, to another, and it never ends. And I'm like, it just grows. It's awesome. That's things to come. Eventually, you see, all that'll catch up to us because we're in a living realm of the Father. They didn't start that way. The way it started was bringing his word to him. And then when I get to his word, I kept it. If you abide in me where I am in the Father, and my words that I sent to you abide in me where I am in the Father, then you can ask what you will, because that word's going to get represented. It's going to start as a seed. All right. And as it becomes a seed, you present what he sent to you, to him. When it first started, I just presented a little bit. every day. And what you do is you begin to rehearse what he said. And this is how you do it. You don't go up in there doubting what he said there. You got to get that settled in his love, throne of grace, baptism, lily, grace, wherever. You got to get all that settled. Because the time you got to get there, you got to say, Father, I agree. This is who I am. This is what you've said about me. This time you're going to have to act like a joint heir. You're going to have to think like a joint heir, believe like a joint heir. There's no room there for being unworthy or insecure, not when you're moving in joint heirship, because you have to start agreeing with what he said. And you have to start seeing you that way. And that's going to directly contradict some of the images on your soul, because your soul man sees you a different way. But God's not speaking to you from where you are. He's speaking to you from where he is. I'll say it like this. God's speaking to you from where you are in him. You see that? So it's contrary to the way you see yourself, but he requires you see yourself the way he sees you. So you've got to bring that word in there and start representing it. As you hold it before the Father of lights, as you hold it, so what's going to happen is you start rehearsing the word and rehearsing the vision. As you rehearse what he has said to you, what will happen is you start doing that every day. What's going to happen is Father's going to start, that seed's going to start unlocking. What you're really doing is unlocking the image in the seed, because he just sent you a seed. But what you don't understand is there's a multitude of thoughts around that seed, a multitude of design, divine design, a multitude of stuff. And as it starts releasing, you'll start seeing things. And you'll say, wait, did I just see that? Yes, you just saw that. And you got to go with it when you see it. That's what I do. When I see it, and what I do, like the Jericho model, what's the Jericho model? See that I have given, right? So everything you're seeing in that realm is I have given. So I start seeing that you have given me this, and I describe it, and I see it happening, and I say what I see. What you're doing in that particular point is perambulating now. Now, as you keep doing that every day, because you're giving attentiveness to the seed in the Father has this realm that he unlocks the image of that seed or who you are. He unlocks your identity. He unlocks the flow. Now, this is all about, this is not about Father just loving you now. It's about Father loving the world through you now. It's about your calling, your destiny, the image of joint heirship of who you are in the earth with him operating. It's all about calling and purpose, right? The first half is all about you and being loved and all that. This is now God loving the world through you. All right. But you're going to encounter him in the same love. But this time you're going to love it, encounter him with loving people. And he's right there. And all this is happening in him. I have no idea this realm was available. And it's exploding now with such a fullness. It didn't do that way for a while. I was just perambulating. And sometimes it would be glorious. Sometimes it would just be perambulating or plowing. Sometimes it'd be awesome and the glory would be there. But what happened in this last 2 or 3 days, the love of the Father kicked in. And it kicked in heavy. So as we were perambulating, this is what people I'm trying to get over. When I say perambulating, it gets real, because now the seed starts unlocking the creative realm of the Father's heart to you. All right, so as you got the sowing realm, and as you're perambulating, all of a sudden, the glory of God, the imagery of the Father, the revelation, the light starts unlocking. As you go with it, you say, oh, I see. You write those things down. Well, what happened is one of these areas we were perambulating, God gave it to us. Well, the Father gave it. It's not manifest yet, but he authorized its operation. And that happened on June 29th. But what he did with that authorization, he gave us this little to-do list of this blessing he's bringing, this generational blessing. And he gave us this, and at first it was just a to-do list. And I wrote it down, I typed it up, and it kept growing. And it kept growing. And it grew to a page like that of all these things. And I'm like, what do you want to do? He goes, now represent that to the Father. Now we're already on the other side of breakthrough. I'm not even perambulating breakthrough anymore. I'm perambulating what we're doing with the breakthrough. Okay? Now, this didn't start there. It all started with a little seed, right? But now it blew up and grew, and there's all these interactions taking place, and every one of them is glorious, and even the day the Father gave it, amazing. So now we're on the other side of what to do with the blessing or the breakthrough, right? And so he said, represent that to the Father. So Anna and I, about a week ago, started representing, and then the Lord said, perambulate that. Now, I knew what he meant by that. Perambulate, what does that look like? And so I just started calling it out to him. And I, Father, I see us meeting with such and such person and casting the devil. No. I see us meeting with such and such person and blessing them and making reparations, certain past reparations that need to be taken place. Ishmael's come up and you got to fix them after you get to the Isaac. Praise God. And so you got to go back and fix things properly, right? And so we were seeing this and we would see this and we would be, this was awesome. I was like, I see us doing this. And Father, I see the reaction and the blessing. And we were going through this. And then all of a sudden it got real 2 days ago. And man, all of a sudden while we were doing that, Father's love came right in the middle of it. And full-blown manifestation, weeping, crying, uncontrollable love. Every time we sat down with somebody, his love was at the table. Everything we were doing, his love was there, and it was so full and so on our, and I were coming out like we just got baptized in the love of the Father, and we haven't even done this yet, but we have done it in him because we're living out a living reality of the future. This is the realm the Lord wanted to get you to. John 17:24. It starts with a seed. It doesn't start over here. I'm just trying to tell you what's going on over here, right? What happens? It grows in there. It grows in him. It grows. And now I realize that when the Lord stood in front of that blind man or that man 38 years in infirmity, not only did he see that with his Father and live it, he felt all the love that the Father had for that person, and he literally lived the miracle out and saw the reaction of a broken humanity being made whole with the Father, and all the love was with it, and all the glory and all the fullness before it ever happened. Because he said, I can only do what I see my Father do. My Father showeth me all things. And he goes, my Father worketh hitherto, now it's time for me to work. We said, my Father already worked. We already did this once. Now I get to go do it. And that's what he's doing with us. This is the Father's great ministry that very few people understand. That was all locked up in that mystery, the upper room that's now being unlocked for our generation, which is awesome. So everything you see right here is all going to change. The building's going to change. You're going to change. I'm changing. Praise God. Everything's transforming. And if you could just take a picture inside, you could see it. It's a realm that I didn't know existed. It's the fourth dimension, the realm of the glory, the unlimited realm, where everything will be done before it's done. Amen? All of a sudden, this love would show up, this fullness and this glory, and it happened again. And it's amazing because today I didn't, you know, it was one of those days I didn't feel like coming into prayer, and I don't wake up just hallelujah. I'm not a morning hallelujah person, but I'm getting better. Praise God. But I already know that I've done it enough to know all that'll change. And I'm going through all the mountain and nothing's really happening. I get up there and I say, well, I'm just going to perambulate the to-do list. And as soon as I tap that thing, boom, there the Father was. Man, and all of his fullness, and man, Anna and I were so caught up. It got so heavy this morning. I'm just trying to describe to you your future. It was so deep, so heavy, so wide that you have to come out back into this realm so you can decree this realm. I couldn't pull myself out. I was so pulled in to the magnetism of his love for you. This time it was revolving around you, not me. It was, I was just a vessel, but it was about his love for that situation. And I understood the glory of being a blessing. Listen, God's going to release a bounty in this hour. And if people don't know what to do, they stick it up in some bank account. They don't understand the glory of what's happening. There's a bounty coming to be a blessing. And the people who don't tap in the love of the Father, they're going to miss the whole thing. There's a glory in this. See, if God gives it to you, you can freely give it away because you know how to get it. If you got it by chance or a miracle, you're going to try to hold on to and cleave to it. And you'll never understand the glory of why God gave it. But when the Father gives it to you, he gives it out of bounty. It's an unlimited river. Amen. An unlimited flow. An unlimited glory. And it's there with his purpose. That's why when he gave me the first day of light, he put all his purpose in there. He said, that's not a to-do list, son. That's my purpose for why you have it. There's purpose attached to what we do. And when you get in the purpose of Father and perambulate in purpose, Father attaches himself. And man, it's a living revival before the revival. And I never stood the glory of being a blessing in the earth. Now, man, you couldn't peel me away from this because I'm going to obtain this. I've already obtained it. I already have it. You'll see it. The fruit of it will manifest. But I understand the glory of being a blessing now. So many people are so afraid to believe God for anything, and the enemy talks them right out of it. Because they think they're being selfish because they're believing God for something. In reality, you're not being selfish. Because God's putting you up to it. He's got purpose assigned to it. Amen? And guess what his purpose is? You. Humanity. And man, there's a glory in it that I've never seen before. That we're encountering right now in an unprecedented way. And it's beautiful. And I want to go back and do it again. And I want to go back and live in some future some more. And I'm, you know, in the early days when he gave me the promise, I hated it. It just gnawed on me all the time because I didn't know what to do with it. I couldn't manifest it. It never went away. Couldn't sleep half the time. Always sitting there. Didn't know what to do with it. Tried to manifest it. Ishmael. Nothing would happen. And I would quit, run away, get mad, kick the wall. And then I got all that frustration because I didn't know what to do with it. Now I know what to do with it. It was all designed to be in the Father. Until I get it to the Father, I was going to always live in that realm of carrying the promise, waiting on God. Now, it's this divine interaction. It's the most glorious thing ever. I think I can say this with truth and accuracy, that by the time that actually manifests, there'll be no difference in the glory that I experienced the first time that it manifested from the glory of it manifesting in this realm. There'll be no difference by the time I sit down with that person I was sitting down with and the glory manifests and we did what we were called to do and we did this and all that happened, and I believe there's not going to be any difference. And it's going to happen the same way in the miracle realm. There'll be no difference. You'll live out the full, you have every one of your senses is engaged in the operation. All your spiritual sense, you have the entire sensation of it actually happening. And fullness before it happens. They're dwelling in the creative realm of the Father. And it's a living realm. It's not a dead realm. Amen? I meant to say all that to say this. It doesn't start like that. Right? It starts like a seed. So some people want to jump in. They want to go all the way to the glory. It doesn't happen. They get discouraged. No. You have to unlock your seed. You got to unlock the image. And when you unlock the image, you'll unlock the purpose. When you unlock the purpose, you'll unlock the glory. When you unlock the glory, you'll unlock the love. When you unlock the love, you'll unlock the invisible realm into the natural realm. I believe love will crown the perambulation before it manifests. Amen? Isn't that glory? Seed expands when kept, acknowledged, and brought before the Father in a state of perambulation. It will expand. But the leavening effect is when it actually manifests. But it's still, it leavens there too. In the presence of the Father. You need that expansion from the seed. Otherwise your promise is just a promise. You need to get it to a living promise. All that's in the Father, by the way. All I'm just telling you, I've been in the land of milk and honey. And it's flowing. I've taken a trip in there. I'm just coming back to tell you, it's awesome. I'm coming back to tell you that there may be giants out here, but I don't see them because I see the glory. I don't see the giant. I don't even see the realm of the impossible anymore because 7 days of light is utterly impossible. There is no possible way to do it without God. I don't see impossible. I'm not even looking at this realm. I'm looking at his realm. See, that's the glory. When you're looking at his realm, you're filled with him because you didn't think like him. You act like him. You talk like him. You believe like him because you're filled with him, right? And it gets better. I'm like, God, if it gets any better, I said, what's happening? He goes, it's going to fill your water pot up. I'm filling your water pot up. Then I'm going to serve it out to humanity. And you can come back and get filled with some more future. Think of living water, future living water being filled up with it. Living it and then serving it. Come back, give me another water pot. Serving it. Come back, give me another water pot. That's the way our life is supposed to be. And the Spirit of the Lord is trying to tell you, you'll get there. You'll get there. Don't quit. You'll get there. Amen? You'll get it. Just know that God has something huge for you.